what do we know now about this car? What is it capable of doing?
Well, much of the numbers that I give you are numbers that come out of computer analysis or wind tunnel testing, because this is not the safest career in the world when you're in the early mode of testing, because there are a number of things that could go wrong, and it's not like an airplane that can glide somewhere or that you can parachute out of, because if you're hovering, that isn't an option. So we've had to be very, very careful in our initial efforts. But we've flown it a number of times. We've actually run it with a failed engine and landed it safely.
Wow.
And that, of course, is critical.
Now, how does that work? You say you've flown it with a failed engine. What happens when the engine fails?
Well, we have a very fast set of computers on board, and we have many computers that talk to each other, and if one computer is not telling the same story as the other three, it's kicked out of the system. That's called a voting system. It's the same system that's used on the F-16 or, in fact, on the space shuttle or the shot to the moon. It's a very, very safe and reliable way to work. And so that's the most important thing of all, that you have the computers telling the engines and everything else what to do. And they really not only sense the attitude and the direction and the acceleration of the vehicle, but you have, of course, algorithms that then take that information and convert it into making the vehicle stable. Most important thing, though, is you can fail something, as we said, like the engine, and the vehicle will correct itself so quickly that you don't even know you failed an engine. We've landed the engine in one case in an earlier flight where we didn't even know the engine had stopped running.
How many engines are in the Sky Car?
We have 8 engines. That sounds scary when you think about it, but it's really like taking an 8-cylinder engine and breaking it up into 8 single 1-cylinder engines and then integrating them with a computer so that if one engine or one piston goes out in a V8 engine, the engine continues to function. That's
okay.
The concept.
Okay, so are these actually separate engines, or
absolutely
am I
absolutely separate?
Yeah.
So that they can fail, and the computers will say, we need more thrust on that side of the vehicle or in that particular lift pod to take up for the fact that we're seeing the thrust reducing, and it'll do it very quickly. It does it in something like 25 milliseconds, which is, you know, an extremely short period of time.
How many people can sit in a Sky Car?
Well, the M400 is a 4-passenger vehicle. We've done wind tunnel testing on a 6-passenger, but that's about as big as you can go. For the reasons that the laws of physics don't work on your behalf if you get bigger than that.
Okay.
So that's you change the different configuration, maybe like the B-22 Osprey, the tilt rotor aircraft, if you want to go with more people than that. But
okay.
Up to 6 people it can be designed.
So up to 6, but the one you've got will comfortably seat 4 people. And does it lift vertically
and
take off?
And that's the critical thing. That's the hummingbird part of it all. It can take off vertically. It can hover, and if you leave it alone, it'll just sit there and take care of itself. It'll sit there and hover and ask for a demand, basically. If you don't touch the controls, it'll sit and wait until you give it a command, which, of course, makes it very easy to fly. I mean, I'm the test pilot, and I'm not in any way a particularly skilled pilot. I can just comfortably sit there and decide slowly what I want to do.
All right. What about range? I have so many questions. What about speed? Forward speed. How fast?
Well, the vehicle's fast because, of course, it has a large amount of power. To take off vertically, you need at least 750 horsepower for this vehicle, which weighs a little over 1 ton.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that kind of power, of course, when you're going forward, that's more power than you need. In actual fact, we use a lot less than that in forward flight. But we still can achieve a speed close to 400 miles an hour. Again, based on wind tunnel testing and computer analysis, but we wouldn't fly at that. It's a little like going down the highway at 100 miles an hour. You're going to burn a lot of fuel. We would say 300 miles an hour at 25,000 feet or 200 miles an hour at sea level are two very good speeds to operate at.
And the working ceiling?
30,000 feet, but then you start getting close to the airline network, so we generally suggest that 25,000 is the maximum height to go at.
All right, Paul, where are you now with range? In other words, on a tank of whatever this burns, and that's, I guess, the first question, what does it burn and how far can you go?
That's a good start. It if you're burning gasoline, it has a capability of going 750 miles on a tank of gas, which is about 45 gallons. But if you're burning ethanol, which is what we use, because we really think the future of this kind of transportation system really should be centered around something like ethanol. It's safe. It doesn't have near the fire hazard. It doesn't generate any toxicity, really. We just recently, and this is probably the most exciting thing that's happened since you and I last talked, we just recently showed that our engine it produces emissions that are way below the super ultra low emissions for California, which means, quite frankly, that when our engine is operating, it actually is cleaning the air in most major cities.
Oh, that's amazing. Is your engine the some version or something of the Wankel? Is it like the Wankel rotary engine?
Yes, it is. In fact, I owe my greatest debt to Felix Wankel of anybody in the world, because quite frankly, without his invention of the Wankel engine, I would not have a Sky car. I wouldn't have an Aerobot. I wouldn't have a hybrid car that we created with the engine. There's many things that we've shown that become practical and real just because of the Wankel engine, which we've made a number of changes in, but still was basically invented by Dr. Felix Wankel.
Okay. A lot of people would like to know about this engine. A lot of people don't know about it. It's a rotary engine. I owned a car with a rotary engine in it, and it was fantastic. I love that car, and perhaps you can explain to the audience what the Wankel engine is.
That's a lot more difficult than explaining the Sky car, I can tell you, because it's really a triangular-shaped rotor inside of a peanut-shaped chamber. But to describe how it functions, I can say, superficially certain things about it that are really important. It's a four-stroke engine, which is very important because four-stroke engines have very little pollution normally compared to two strokes. Mm-hmm. But it's much lighter. It's about as powerful as a turbine engine, at least in the form that we've developed it, for its weight. We can generate as much as 2 horsepower per pound. And, of course, that's very critical because we need a lot of horsepower, but we don't want that horsepower to be used up in weight, and so we don't have payload. And that, if I had not developed this engine as a result of Wankel's invention, I simply would not have a Sky car. It's critical, absolutely essential.